For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. We're reminded on this day of the dignity of work. Now, most often we might think of work as being something that is contrary to God's plan. Go back to the book of Genesis. Go back and look at Adam and Eve after they have fallen, after they've eaten the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what happens, the consequence of their sin, the consequence of their disobedience, is that they must now labor for the food that they eat. By the sweat of their brow will the earth produce. Whereas before, when they were first set in the garden, they were given that task to be fruitful and multiply, to cultivate the earth, to subdue all the other creatures. So certainly, even from the very beginning, they had work, but that work was done in union with God. That work was a work that was to co-create with the Lord. After the fall, it's interesting because work is not taken away. That work of creation and cultivating the land, cultivating the earth is not taken away, but it takes on a new significance and a new difficulty. St. Joseph is the just man. St. Joseph, as the foster father of Jesus, labors. He's a carpenter. And so he works with his hands, he works, but as a just man, he works always in union with God. And so the ultimate task that's given to him is not one of carpentry. It's not to make something. Rather, it is to be a father. Adam and Eve never lose their capacity for parenthood, to raise the next generation, to hand on a relationship with God to those who come after them. And so Joseph lives that out. He shows Jesus what a human father is supposed to be. He is the just man who takes on the most important task, the most important labor of safeguarding the Holy Family, guiding, guarding, and protecting. And so by extension, St. Joseph, the worker, carries on that work for each of us, interceding for us, the universal church, that we too might share in God's glory, that we too might be co-creators with the God who made us.